Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. I am Denise Griffiths, and I am your host, and today I am really excited to welcome back my friend Melanie Benson-Strick. She is the CEO of Success Connections, and she has got a great, great webinar that's going on today about money DNA. If you need to know how to make money in your business, how to kind of change that mindset about money, what it means to you, what it means to your business, why it is not a negative thing, why it is a very positive thing, you need to look into your money DNA. And Melanie is here to share that with you today. She helps creative, fast-paced entrepreneurs achieve their next level of success without overwhelm, burnout, and frustration. We all experience that. I mean, this week I've been so frustrated that I've been exercising a lot, that's all I can say. I actually woke up this morning because my legs were cramping. I was on my rebounder so much yesterday, but it does help. And that's an aside, but sometimes you do just, we work so hard, we work so fast, and it seems like the money is just not there sometimes, and we go to bed wondering what in the heck we got done that day. Melanie's going to help us with that. And here's the thing, she doesn't just talk about money DNA, she lives it. In fact, she went from barely making $1,000 a month, try living on that, to over six figures in just under 9 months. And I'm going to ask her to share that, some information about the Money DNA webinar that she's got today. It is really, really great. Melanie, thank you so much for being here. I was in a panic because I knew that you were working hard, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you're not going to make it. I'm so glad to see you here.
Of course I'm here.
Oh, good.
I actually just left one radio interview and came to this.
I know.
I apologize.
you'll be getting emails from me. It's like, we're live now.
Yes,
I'm
that's
reading.
The power of having a system. Everything's all documented. I know where I need to be when I need to be there.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you're here. So listen, tell me what, you've been on the show a lot. You're a regular guest. Tell people who you are, where they can find you, and what in the world you're up to now, because you are up to some fascinating stuff.
Thank you. Well, I'm known as America's leading authority on optimum performance, and I've spent many years, 10, almost 11 now, working with fast-paced creative entrepreneurs as a success catalyst, as somebody who's really challenging them to achieve the highest levels of success financially and in their achievement, their personal achievement that they can possibly imagine for themselves. And Denise, I've been so fortunate to have been the mentor and guide to some of the biggest names in the information marketing industry, in the speaking industry, in the coaching and consulting marketplace, and quite a few people who are, you know, more traditional brick-and-mortar business owners out there. And one of the things that I've noticed is that productivity has a root that most people do not nurture, and that's our mindset. Mm-hmm. If you've worked with Tony Robbins or been to any of his stuff, you know, I would consider him to be the grandfather of the optimum performance movement. And he certainly was a catalyst for many people to look at productivity. Stephen Covey, you know, one of my first mentors in the area of productivity, you know, what we find is that the root of being able to accomplish more with less effort and without compromising the integrity of what's important to us, it starts with our attitude about what we're doing, our ability to see clearly, is what I'm putting my time and attention on effective? And so you said, you know, you mentioned money DNA, and you said that, what are you up to? You know, I've spent the last 10 years building very successful six- and seven-figure businesses, not just for myself, but for my clients. I've had the great ability to do a lot of trainings on helping people build their teams, which I think is where you and I first connected. As we, I realized you were a team that people needed, and I teach people to delegate more effectively for productivity. And I've also been fortunate enough to have, you know, an extraordinary opportunity to speak all over the world on, you know, topics like leverage and business building and performance. But what I thought was missing was this space where people realize that oftentimes we have to tackle something that's going on deep inside our unconscious mind in order to be able to recognize and be in action on the strategies that will bring us the greatest performance. And so let me explain for a minute. Money, I want to just, if you don't mind, I'm going to just jump into what money DNA is and why it's important, because I think it'll really help people.
I wish you would, because honestly, I have the same kind of talk with my business coach and with people who, you know, are coached and mentored by me. We can work all day long, and at the end of the day, if we haven't created some kind of a profit model and understood that while we're working from the heart, we're working from passion, but we still need to have a really good relationship with the money we make and the money we spend, it's kind of all for naught, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if you use the key word there, relationship. Before I jump in, I realize you asked me to tell people how that we can connect. For those of you that are connecting with Denise here on Facebook, and if you'd like to connect with me as well, I'm at facebook.com/MelCoach. I'm also on Twitter with Mel Coach, and then you can always find me at successconnections.com. So let's talk about this relationship with money. Money is an interesting conversation that we have with ourselves and the world around us, and many of us don't feel like we should talk about money. And some of us talk about it all the time, and we talk about how we don't have enough of it. And what I realized is that the conversation about money is only one dimension of what's really going on with money for people, because money is the result of productivity. The more productive we are, the more financial results we're able to experience. And what happens for a lot of people is they don't recognize the reason why, and this is why I birthed my Money DNA Mastery Program, is that I was working with really smart, successful entrepreneurs who were not taking action on the things that would work the best. They would procrastinate it, they were always too busy for it, or they rejected it. And they're like, that will not work for me. And I was really mystified, Denise. I was like, why on earth would somebody not do what I knew would work for them and what they ultimately knew would work for them, but they wouldn't do it? Why was that? Why were these limiting beliefs becoming more real for them than, you know, the problems they're having? And I recognized that deep down inside, there were challenges with their money DNA. And their money DNA is the inner, it's the thoughts that we think and how we take action from that thought, and the systems and the environments we create in our life to support the money we have. And it's a three-part system. So it's our thinking, our behaviors, and our money systems. And that those three pieces are so intertwined, because here's the thing. If you do not believe you are good with money, you will not make it, and you will not put the right systems in place to keep what you're earning. If you think that money is bad, you will ultimately reject it. You will see it as something that's not desirable, and you will certainly not do the things that wealthy, successful people do to not just keep it, but grow it. So there's a whole thing about what we think about money or what we don't think about money and how it's dictating on a very unconscious level what we will do in our business to get to that next level. So that's what money DNA is. That's why it's so important, and that's why I really – you know, I got on this mission to get it out there in a bigger way, and to hold these free webinars that I hold to help people understand what their relationship with their money DNA is and how to evaluate for themselves what is their relationship with it, and is it the relationship they want to continue to have, or could they make it better so that they could actually have a greater impact in their life.
Melanie, you know, one of the things, you said something that triggered a thought in my head. Well, you said a couple of things, but one thing that kind of floats to the top is that you hear this phrase all of the time, filthy rich. What in the heck does that mean? Mm-hmm. How did that come about, and why would people put those two words together?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that people, you know, we're our relationship with money is formed at a very early age. Most of us, we form our relationship with money in the first 7 years of our life. You know, we watch what's going on around us. We pay attention to the people that, you know, that guide us and influence us at that age. And we take on or we reject who they are based on the experience we have. And it's really mm-hmm. interesting. You know, I've studied for years. I'm a recovering education addict. So, you know, I'm not there yet. Yeah. Well, you know, educating and advancing ourselves is really, you know, it's important. And I think I was doing it to the extreme. There was one point when I was in 3 advanced certification and education programs. I was in my master's degree. I was getting my project management certification, and I was in a very intense, what's called a transformation program. So I was mm-hmm. starting my coach training program, and actually I was doing like 5 trainings at once. But yeah,
so you're a junkie.
I was not anymore.
Oh. But look where you are now. So that wasn't totally a bad thing.
No, it really created a foundation, and what I had started to say from that was that I really wanted to understand why people don't do the things that they know will work. You know, there's that old saying, like, it's not what you know, it's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that something's going to work and you're not doing it, why? And what I developed in the Money DNA Mastery Program was this ability to help people unlock their full earning potential by recognizing what unconscious belief systems or fears or wars they were having about money and success.
How long did this take you? I mean, I know you said it took you a long time. So did you just kind of start observing this, possibly unconsciously, and then it just started bubbling to the surface, and you realized that you were recognizing something that you really needed to get out there, really talk about?
That's a great question. How I recognize it was from personal experience first. I left my full-time job in 2001 to become a coach, and I was so excited. And you know, I'd been working 80-100-hour weeks for years, and I was burned out. I mean, there was no personal life at the company I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that I was going to have the freedom to do what I wanted in my business, and I had a lot of freedom in my first 18 months. And I also didn't have a lot of money because mm-hmm. I did not understand how to make money in my business, and I didn't understand that I had some really deep blocks. So about 18 months into running my business, I had to have a heart-to-heart. I mean, I was rapidly, deteriorating in my financial bandwidth. I was watching myself generating about $1,000 a month regularly, and I'm like, I can't live in L.A. on this. I mean, I can't
no.
even rent somebody's room and live on this.
No. Or so, you can't get gas in your car for that.
Yeah, barely. So it was like either the car or place to live, and I wasn't willing to live in my car, right?
No.
So, you know, I kind of had to look at, like, what was going on. I vividly remember this day. I was sitting at my computer. I had been looking over my bills. And I was really, you know, I was like freaking out. I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't have enough money to keep going like this, and I don't have this formula figured out. And my go-to strategy at that point was I picked up the phone and I called the bank, and my bank was called Dad.
Daddy, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So I talked to my dad, and I'm like, Dad, you know, can I have a little bit more? I'm so close. I'm really close to getting figured out. I'm just a little nervous about getting the bills paid this month. And, you know, my dad had been really supportive. My dad was an awesome dad at this stage. Like, he really got my vision and my dream, and he really wanted to support me. But he said something that was probably the best thing he'd ever said to me, and it was 7 words that changed the trajectory of this whole thing. And he said, honey, you know, I think it's time you get a job. And, he, mm-hmm. you know, basically it was like the knife to the heart moment, because that felt like death to me to go get a
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
So I realized I had to do something different, and it was kind of like that game-changing moment. It was a turning point, and I said, all right, I got to figure this out. And what transpired for me when I was willing to do whatever it took, because that was really the first thing, I had to be willing, I actually realized that I had blocks that were keeping me from being able to see and do what would work. Because at that point, I was having some pretty big conversations about what I wasn't willing to do. I wasn't willing to do this. I wasn't willing to do that. I was, like, really embarrassed about, like, calling people. And, you know, like, I didn't have this and I didn't have that. And there was a lot of what I wasn't willing to do and a lot of conversation about lack and limitation. And I went through a process with my mentor back then that literally shifted everything for me. I accessed a memory that was causing me to make some very limiting decisions in my life. And I cleared that out. And what happened over those next few months was nothing short of extraordinary. All of a sudden, I had a whole new focus. My energy was completely different. I was like doing things, and I was hiring people, and I was getting my product out, and I was getting booked to speak, and I was having I was a different person. There was something about getting liberated from a very unconscious belief that changed everything for me. And within 9 months, I had broken the six-figure barrier. It was pretty amazing.
I know, and I can hear people in the audience going, okay, how did she do it?
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty astonishing story to go from, you know, $1,000 a month maybe to calling your dad to going, oh, my God, I have to get a J-O-B. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't want to do that. Now what do I do to breaking in less than a year, making a very substantial living and getting published and doing all these things? The question, I can hear them, it's popping up, I can hear it. How did she do that with no money? So can you give just a little bit of, I'm not asking you to share all your secrets, but
sure,
when you changed that limiting belief, what started happening? Can you give me some kind of things that happened right away that allowed you to make that money to do these things?
Yeah, I'm happy to. And you know, it's a very personal experience for everybody that does this work, because we all, you know, what my belief was different from other people's beliefs. But what happened for me was I started to see the lens of possibility differently. Mm-hmm. So see, we all walk around with a filter. We might call them like a pair of glasses that we see the world from. And up until that point, I was only seeing the filter of lack and
right,
and limitation. So the very first thing that
I call that the oh crap filter.
Yep, that's a great one.
Uh-huh.
So what happened in my experience was that I had this huge breakthrough in my thinking. And the first thing that I broke through was, like, I have to stop thinking like a coach. I have to start thinking like an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was really significant, because as a coach, I was trained to charge $350 a month for 3 45-minute coaching sessions, and to make the six figures that I wanted to make, that I was going to go out and I was going to actually have to find 40 clients to hire me at $350 a month.
Good Lord, that's a lot of talking.
Yeah, and I realized that just was not very realistic for me.
No.
So I had to let that go. And when I had that shift, and I said, well, what would an entrepreneur do? And this is a really, really important question that I highly suggest you write down. It's like, I had to ask myself, what would I be willing to do differently to get the results I say I want?
I'm
and
writing
when I
that
first
down.
Had to, yeah, what would I have to be willing to do differently to get the results I say I want? And the first thing was, I had to start thinking like an entrepreneur. And how does an entrepreneur think? They take risks. They invest in their growth. They hire people to help them to get the things done that they don't know how to do. So I had to be willing to package my knowledge differently. A coach says, all right, well, I got to coach people to make money. An entrepreneur says, how can I take what I know and package it and deliver it in ways that I can get it out to more people? So instead of thinking the only way I can make money is to coach people, I start thinking, well, maybe I'll have live events and I'll package my knowledge into a product and I will have a group coaching program so that I can work with, you know, 6 to 10, maybe even 20 people at a time. And so then I'm starting to think in a way in which the outcome is achievable in a faster trajectory. And now I'm unstoppable. And all it takes is me to focus on my highest payoff activities to get the results that I wanted. And that's what I did. Focused on getting one key offering to marketplace that was leveraged, and then I built a program to support that body of work, and I got it out, and things just, that was the cornerstone.
And see, here's the thing, too, and I know you know this because I hear you talking about it all the time. Once you have gotten that first step out of the way and you've kind of cleared the minefield, so to speak, mm-hmm. your brain just kind of kicks in and takes over, and all of a sudden you're not doing things the way that you used to be. Your mind has now all these possibilities, and you're no longer rejecting them, are you?
Right. Yeah, and here's the thing about possibilities. As a matter of fact, I want to talk about money DNA depletion, because what happens for a lot of us is we're born fully expansive, but through our life and experiences and maybe even just a lack of awareness and not realizing the connection we have to this, you know, power, you know, to have a better relationship with money, is we deplete it through fear, limiting belief, and what I call conflict of success. So through one of these three things, we actually destroy the possibility to increase, and that's where the rejection comes from. We unconsciously reject it as not possible because it doesn't align energetically with what we believe is possible. So let me talk real quick about these three ways that we deplete our money DNA. The first one being fear. The fear that we experience is, I'll never have enough. You know, that it's going to take a lot of work, and I'm not going to necessarily be able to, you know, I'm not going to have the life I want if I'm having to work that hard. So we're afraid we're going to lose something that's important to us. It could be the fear of what people will think if you become more successful. It could be the fear that what you're going to do won't work, or making the wrong decision. There's a lot of fears that crop up for people. And fear and worry, by the way, are very similar partners in crime. Worry is just a variation of fear. And so what happens is that when we do that, we start to shrink. We constrict. And we don't necessarily do the right actions that would cause us to grow, because you can't shrink and grow at the same time. So when people are in fear, they think, I got to protect myself. And this is where people stop investing. They stop spending money on things. This is why our economy is in the tank. People have stopped investing in things that help our economy expand, because you cannot constrict and expand simultaneously. So when you're constricting because you're in fear and you're afraid something's going to go wrong, you're actually just causing the financial life force to slow down. And that
makes perfect sense. I mean, our economy right now, not just our economy, global economy, proves that.
Yep.
I mean, that's not just a thought that you're throwing out. I mean, look what's going on.
Yeah. So that's fear. And again, I could go on and on and on about fear and really go into some deep examples, but I think we all understand fear, because everyone's had fear, and I'm sure everyone's had money fear. But just know that when you're letting money fear be real, what's happening is that you're reinforcing the belief of fear, because when fear wins, you start to believe in it, and it becomes more real than everything else. So that's fear. Now, I want to talk about limiting beliefs for a minute, because limiting beliefs are, it's really where fear comes from, but the limiting belief piece is deeper than that. It's about recognizing what's possible or not possible simply because we believe that things are going to be a certain way. A belief is a story that we've made up at some point in our life to rationalize or cope with something that happened. That's all it is. It's not real. You made it up. You decided that's what you were going to think. It may have been influenced by someone in your life, and they might have said this is the way it is, and you went, oh, okay, well, that person's important, or that person knows everything. So,
right.
You know, usually it's our parents.
My mom or my dad, right.
Exactly. So limiting beliefs stay with us our whole life because they're very real. They become the story that we craft the rest of our life around, and it becomes the hub of our wheel, because every action, thought, behavior, and result that we've created is in support of that belief. And so if you haven't been able to achieve the level of results you want, and by the way, very smart, successful people can also fall prey to this. If you're broke, if you're always struggling with money where cash is up, cash is down, it can be that you have made a lot of money and then you lost it all. It can be that you are in a place where, you know, you just typically make just enough and you're just getting by every month. Whatever that pattern is, if you're not having the experience you want, the reason why is because you probably have a limiting belief that you have built a story around. And your life, every action, every strategy, every decision, everything you're doing is a result of that belief system. So please know you are not alone if you're in that space. The reason why I'm on a mission to, and I teach these free webinars is because I really want to help you see that just shifting a belief system can be a powerful way to start being able to attract higher levels of money and success into your life. And this is not woo-woo. Like, I'm not a woo-woo person. Denise can vouch for me.
No, you're not.
Like, I'm not woo-woo.
You're about as common sense and hard-headed as most, well, more people than I know. We have a lot in common that way.
But here's the thing, like, I do what works. And when I realize that my mindset is dictating what I'm getting in terms of results, both on an energetic level and on a tangible level, trust me, I'm going to do what works. And this works. And I have done this work over and over and over again. I do it every day. I have a mastery practice that I do with my money DNA to strengthen it and to raise my consciousness every day. Why? Because the world around us is always changing. And I'm not going to be at effect. I'm not going to be a victim to what's happening around me. Like, I am going to create the outcome I want. And that means I need to be responsible for creating the energy that I make decisions from and to attract what I want. So, sorry, I went on a little bit of tangent there. But so
that's
okay.
That's brilliant. And I'm glad you did, because it's so, so important. I mean, we all are we're all in charge of our own thoughts. You can react to outside stimulus. You know, you can look at the news and go, oh, my, woe is me. We're all going to die. Well, I just turn the news off and change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, you're right, and we are responsible, and I love that word. We are responsible for us, what we think, how we react, and how we change our mind. Look, I do this all the time. You know, I'll have a negative thought, or I'll get a negative kind of tape running through my head, and I'll realize it and go, wait a second. And I have the come to Denise talk. It's like, all right, stop it. And I stop, I look at that thought, and I instantly replace it with something else. And there I am. It goes away.
Yeah.
But I have to make that conscious decision. It doesn't happen on its own.
Yeah, I love that you just said that, because one of the things that I had to do, and I think this is one, this I go into this in great depth on the Money DNA webinar, but I think it's worth bringing up here, and that is that, you know, one of the things that's really different about successful people and the people who are not experiencing the level of success they want is they believe it's their birthright to be successful.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And
it's just like there's just a vibration of I'm always going to have enough. That's what's different, and it's actually one of the six money DNA blueprints that I teach is how do thrivers, what is their relationship like with money and success? Well, they're like, hey, it's there. And so one of the things, because I wasn't born into that. Because if you're not born into the thriving DNA, you can create the thriving DNA. So what I've had to do is I've had to learn how to create the thriving DNA. And so if fear comes up for me, what I always have to do is I flip to, I always have more than enough. This is getting figured out somehow. And you know what's funny is when things have been a little rough at some time in my life, my bookkeeper would laugh. She'd be like, well, all right, so things are a little tight, but you know what? Somehow it just always shows up. Like, you always just have the money show up that we need, so I'm just not too worried about it. And I'm like, yep, that's how it works. Because here's the reality. You can't control other people, but you can control your reaction to what's happening with other people.
Right.
And that allows you to be more powerful, to be able to attract in what you need. Like, there's been times, Denise, and sometimes, like, you know, especially when I was going through my perfect storm a few years ago, like, I wasn't really sure I was going to be able to pay my bills. And I was just like, I would get panicked. And then when I retaught myself this money DNA process, because I had forgotten about it for a while, I got high on my horse and I stopped doing what worked. And I realized, like, my money DNA got so low, and I got susceptible to all the fear and the pain and the worry and all the stuff that people were going on around me about, like, you know, the economy sucks, there's no money, blah, blah, blah. Like, I started buying into that. And I'm like, what am I doing? I am like, allowing my money DNA to get pulled all the way into the ground and to buy into something I know is not truth, because I can look at people and I can see that they're making money. So it's not true, it's what I'm making up and buying into. And so when I did my money DNA practice again and I started to rebuild my strength, it didn't matter what was going on around me, I always had plenty of money. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted, I want people to know that you can do that too. This is not something that you have to struggle with.
I agree. I really do agree. Because, you know, I've had my ups and downs too. And what happens, and you're right, when you really start focusing on external factors and external events and, you know, other people's ideas about what's going on in your life, you've kind of given up your own power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just not right. I mean, when the news gets too much for me, I just turn it off. In fact, this morning, and I posted this on Facebook, I turned on the television, which I almost never do in the mornings. I really don't watch that much TV, largely because it's depressing. A lot of it's just not funny. But I turned on, you know, I was going to look and see if we have a hurricane coming. Apparently there's one heading this way, or parts of one anyway. Well, instead, the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner came on, so I thought, I like that better, and I watched that. I didn't worry about the hurricane, so that doesn't mean it's not going to come here. It just means I'm not letting it impact my day right now. I've got better things to do. I get to talk with you.
Well, I love that better than watching the news and hurricane warnings. But, you know,
I've got plenty of water and batteries. I'm good.
That's a really good point, though. And, you know, I want to talk about the six money DNA blueprints for a second, because you're bringing up a great point. And one of the six money DNA blueprints, so one of them is thriving, but one of them is called the ostrich. And the ostrich is somebody that hides their head in the sand and doesn't want to see what's going on in the world. And I think there's a fine line between being an ostrich and you hide from what's going on in the world and being able to know your truth and stay connected to what works no matter what's going on around you. And so the thriver is aware of what's going on, but they don't react to it. They don't buy into it, and they don't let other people's realities become theirs. That's really important. So the ostrich, and I love what you said, like, I want to turn on the news and just make sure what's going on with the hurricane. So the ostrich never looks up. They never pay attention. As a matter of fact, they hide from their experience with money, and they don't want anybody to talk to them about money because it scares them. And somewhere along the line, their belief system was that they would actually never be good with money, so they should just steer clear of it. And what happens is this person tends to
go ahead. I'm sorry, I have a question, but I'll ask you later.
Yeah, no, just I'll just finish this one piece and then please jump in. So what happens with the ostriches, they tend to accumulate massive amounts of debt or lose everything because they're not paying attention to it in stupid ways. Like, they you know, amass penalties or, you know, like, things that they could have handled proactively, they just stop paying attention to. These are people that don't file their taxes or, you know, they don't pay attention to their credit cards. And it's just, you know, they're just detached from their reality. So please, go ahead. What were you going to ask?
No, keep going, because I'm fascinated. I'll circle back around to it.
Oh, okay. So I'm just
I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm just going to cover these really lightly, but if you want to know them deeper, you can join me for the webinar, because the webinar will go deeper into each of these styles. So there's the ostrich, there's the monk, and the monk thinks that money is not spiritual or holy or important, so they reject it. There's the hoarder, and the hoarder thinks that someday they're going to lose everything, so they run around, and regardless of the cost to them or others, they do whatever it takes to amass their own fortune. And because they're doing it from a negative place, it's a very tenuous fortune. They tend to hold on so tightly and constrict that they'll either lose it all, or they never really experience the value of wealth because they don't believe they're wealthy. So we've got the hoarder, the ostrich, the thriver, the monk. Sorry, all of a sudden my mind went blank. Oh, I know. The under-earner. The under-earner is the person who they perpetually under-earn in their life. And no matter what they do, no matter what they try, no matter what they learn, they never really ever get ahead. And they're constantly struggling, broke, and frustrated with what it's taking them. And so they just kind of give up after a while, and they just think this is their destiny. And then the busy addict. The busy addict is someone who's so busy, they don't have time to do the things that work. And they're constantly trying to push the envelope and get more done and fit more in. And they're so busy, they always say, like, I don't have time. I just don't have time. It's not that they don't have time to make money, because they're actually usually pretty good at making money. They don't have time to do all the other stuff that would actually allow them to be able to create more of a thriving experience with money. And they oftentimes fail to protect and grow the money they're making. So they'll have huge wins and huge falls, huge wins and huge falls. So those are the six in just a real quick overview, so people can start to sense, like, okay, which one am I? Am I a thriver yet? No. Well, maybe I want to learn more about this so that I can really start to create a more powerful relationship with money and success.
Well, you know, Melanie, what I found so interesting and so intriguing about that list is that I recognized myself at different points in my life in every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably a good thing and a bad thing. So
yeah.
I'll let you tell me.
That's actually really good. That's a really good question, because some people may say, well, I can relate to a lot of these. And yes, depending on what's going on in our life, we could maybe have found ourselves doing different strategies. So you have to ask yourself, what is my plan to get back into thriving if I catch myself sliding into one of these other strategies? Because the reason why I bring up the five that don't work is because when you you may visit, but you don't want to pitch a tent and live there. And if you're pitching a tent and living there, it's not going to be a very comfortable experience for yourself. And it's certainly not going to be thriving and being able to track the next level of wealth and success that I know you want for yourself.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, you can look at all of these things and you can be trained. You can train yourself to do anything. I mean, I've listened to you and went, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, good. So it's like I'm making progress. Oh, I slid back. You know, I mean, I was running up and down the scale while you were doing those things. So here's my question. People can go to college. They can learn new tasks. They can learn new skills. Why in the world can't they learn to change their money DNA? I mean, do people really fight and say, oh, it's just who I am? Or do people really embrace it and go, honestly, there's a way out of this mess?
Mm-hmm.
What has your experience been with people's reactions to this program?
Yeah. So here's the thing. First of all, 99% of what people experience around money is in their blind spot.
Mm.
So remember going back to that limiting belief thing? You know, whatever our experience is, most of us have just learned to accept it. And we don't realize it could be different, or what is different feels either so far away from you that it feels impossible to get there. You've kind of resigned yourself to having what you have, or because of the limiting beliefs that you live with, you don't think you want to have that other experience. And so we just kind of, resign ourselves to it, or we're so much in our blind spots about what we're doing. We are seeking the different outcome, but the approach we're taking is not working. And we're spending thousands and thousands of hours and wasting a lot of time, money, and energy trying to find this missing pill or this missing link or this magic pill to getting the solution, and we're just getting more exhausted. And here's what's going on. The solution is not in the strategies. It's in the deep driving force of the belief that you carry about money and success. See, our beliefs dictate thought patterns, and our thought patterns reinforce those beliefs. And so we've developed a cycle very early on in our life that we have run around collecting evidence to support for our entire life. And whatever experience you have right now around money and success is a part of a deeper pattern. Now, there are some people who say, well, Melanie, I've made a lot of money, and based on the economy, I lost everything. As a matter of fact, I was watching this show not too long ago. It's something, some reporter that does these, they go out and kind of tackle some of the tough subjects. And she was interviewing people who had been millionaires or really big six-figure earners who lost everything when the economy shifted, especially with the real estate market, and that they're basically living in poverty. And I was listening to them, and I was so sad because I'm like, oh, my God, I need to get them in my Money DNA program because they're talking like victims. They don't realize
I have noticed that. They fall into that, oh, my God, poor, poor, pitiful, mean. It's a fear. I mean, they're speaking from total fear. And you can feel it. You can smell it when they're talking. You just, I know what you're talking about. And I feel so bad for them. Been there, done that, got out of it. But, oh, my God, it's a scary place. And when you're frightened, you kind of don't know what to do.
Well, and first of all, it's very real when you're there. And so, you know, I'm not saying anything that I haven't been through. You know, I've been through. My mom lived in poverty most of our lives. Like, I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And what I know is that we all have the ability to control it. It's just that we have to decide to do it differently. And this is not a poor person's issue. Successful people are absolutely, positively just as susceptible to this as people who are struggling around money. It's just, it takes on a different form. It takes on a higher cost because what we're investing in ourselves to hit that next level is costing us, and it's not sustainable. So, you know, you ask, why do people not see that they can go to school and fix this, or they can learn a strategy and fix this? First of all, they don't realize there's something to fix. Secondly, they've been trying to fix it by learning new strategies, but they've not actually tackled the root of it. And here's where the root of it is. In Money DNA, I actually teach a process where I go in and I basically abolish the root of the belief that is unconsciously driving all of your actions and, you know, incorrect thinking. You know, basically it's causing you to demagnetize money. And when I do that, what happens is you have that same experience I did where I had this profound rewiring of everything that I was saying, doing, thinking, and making decisions from. And it's almost like someone pulled me out of a well and put me on the top of a mountain and said, now go. And that's what happens when we pull this limiting belief out of the way. It's like we may be in this dark place where we think we're doing everything right, but nothing's working. You get lifted to the top of a mountain where you can see a perspective of what's possible, and you can act from that place. And until you do that, and that's why there's a lot of great information out there. There's a lot of really powerful mindset trainings and, you know, learning stuff, and you can read books, and you can hear quotes, and you go, oh, that's so great, I love that, but nothing's different. Because you're still being driven by that deep, dark, painful belief that's causing you to unconsciously drive towards the same thing you have right now. And that's why when I teach Money DNA, I added this piece in. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's very unique about this program is I am rewiring your belief systems for a more positive alignment with what you want all the way through it. And there are multiple times where I'm basically pulling you to that top of that mountain so that you have the ability to be unstoppable. And when people go through the program, they're like, okay, yeah, I've had this huge breakthrough, but the coolest thing that I didn't even imagine is my self-esteem, my confidence, my vision. I'm like 10 times more powerful right now. And that's what it takes just to get that boost that we need to get going the right direction. And then, of course, we have to get you going the right direction. And a lot of it is about helping you figure out what is that direction and how do you go the right direction? What's that right direction for you?
And that can change all the time, too. I mean, here's the thing about the entrepreneurial mind. We don't look at the road ahead as a straight line. There's all kinds of neat little side roads that we can take, and we do. The problem there sometimes, though, can be what I call shiny object syndrome. So you do have to stay on task. But I think getting your mindset about your money and your financial success and your productivity is so, so critical. Then you can go look at shiny objects all day.
Absolutely. And, you know, if it's okay, I want to, I've been mentioning this webinar that I teach, and I know you've been sharing the webinar with people as well, but there's a webinar that I teach called The Missing Link, How to Recode Your Money DNA for Automatic Success. And I'm not talking about, like, automatic success. This is, you know, how you, like, push a button and you make millions of dollars. It's not that kind of money. It's basically how to, shift your, program. Yeah, I know. That comes later. That's, like, the next level. But first of all, I want to help you, you know, really learn how to, like, become that person who the decisions you're making, the behaviors you're in action on, the strategies you're choosing, they are aligning you with this place where it's like things that you focus on are automatically becoming successful, because that's what thrivers do. And so, Denise, I thought it might be a good time right now just to give people the link to go to that webinar and participate. I am teaching one live at 10 today, so it's right after this call. And if you can't make 10, sign up for it anyway. I will share with you how to get the replay later.
Excellent. We'll tell people where they're going to go.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know if you had a special link. It's money-dna.com/recode.
Perfect.
R-E-C-O-D-E.
Now, I know that normally in my show we don't talk about products and events, but this one I think is so, so important. Tell people what you're going to be talking about just very quickly in this.
Sure.
Now, and let me ask you this, too. Once this is done, will it be available for people? I mean, I know they can get the replay, but is this website going to go down? How are you working this?
Yeah, at any time. You know, like I said, I'm doing it live at 10, but, you know, at any time you can come in and get access to it. So it's just that valuable. I don't want to take it away, but I will make sure you have access.
I thought so, and I wanted to be sure, because as soon as we get off this one, you're going there, and I'm going there right behind you.
That's
so you'll see me there.
Yeah, we're having a very busy morning. Full morning. It's not busy. It's very rewarding. But, yeah, so in the webinar, you know, what I'm doing is going deeper into the six different blueprints and how people understand, like, which one they are and what might be the steps to take to move into that thriving space. We're going to be looking at what successful people do that's different and how to access some very specific mindset shifts to start attracting those higher levels of success fast. And this is like that instant shift mentality. I'm going to go deep into how these beliefs were formed and how to start understanding what the stories are that are dictating your life and the relationship you're having with money and success, and then what to do about it. And I'm going to cover some of the strategies. I cover these three strategies to basically to elevate your money DNA and to be able to create the level of success that you say you want. You know, I said earlier one of the things that successful people do is they ask themselves really powerful questions. And one of the questions they ask themselves is, what do I need to be willing to do differently to get the success I say that I want? And so if there's a gap between now and what you say you want, I encourage you to come join us at the webinar or at least get into the exploration, because the truth is, like, it is fixable. You don't have to deal with what you were born with. If you don't like the results you're getting, then darn it, claim and take responsibility for getting an upgraded money DNA so you can create and attract the success you do want.
Nice. Well, listen, I know you need to jump on that thing in about 10 minutes, so with your permission, we'll end. Well, we can end early so you can rest and get something to drink if you need.
Oh, well, you know, water would be good. I'm all hopped up on my tea. It's time to switch to water.
That's right.
You know, I want to say one thing, though, before we wrap up, and that is that wherever you are, whatever experience you're having, please know that you're not alone, and there's nothing wrong with you. I have this question come up, like, Melanie, is there something broken? Am I damaged? And, like, no, you know, you're not. It's just that, you know, patterns are created like if you are someone who's old enough to remember LPs and records, you know, there was a groove that was created so the music would play. You know, you have a groove that was created so that your life would unfold the way it has up to now. And everybody on this planet has the ability to change the groove and it really changed the record to play what you want now. I like to look at it as like you can change the station from country to classical anytime you want. That's because I'm not a big country fan. I love classical music. So I'm going to change that channel. But you can change that radio station to whatever you want. But you just need to know how to do the things that are proven to work and to do them in a way that works. And I want to give you one thing you can do right now, right now. And that is think about what you consistently do. And is it getting you the results you want or not? And pick one thing to do better. You know, I map out the whole mastery system in our program, but you can choose one thing right now. And what you know what it is. You know exactly what it is because you know what to do. You're just not doing it because of that program that's running. So just pick it and start doing it, and you'll start to see things start to turn around immediately. And if you don't know what it is, then you just need to get into Money DNA.
I know. And, you know, one of the things, too, and the reverse side of that is often we do things that we know darn good and well we shouldn't be doing. You and I have talked about this. You know, with my virtual team, often I don't do this anymore because you told me not to, and I said, yes, ma'am. But I would do things that were not at the level of expertise. I mean, I can do it all in my team. Should I be doing $20 an hour work when I bill out at $75 and $95? No. So you kind of reinforced that for me. Don't do that stuff. You have team members to do that for you. But I would catch myself, oh, it's just easy. I'll just do it myself. And I had all these reasons why it was just easier to do it myself, none of which were valid. And I thank you for, you know, pulling my thought processes around to where they needed to be, because I really was making those mistakes. And that impacted my bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I owe you a grant of gratitude for that. Listen, tell people one more time where they can find you on the web, where they can find the webinar, and then I'll let you jump off and go get a bit of a breather and grab some tea. And then I'll see you on the webinar.
I might have to actually just upgrade to cappuccino. I think that's what I'm doing. So grab your cappuccino or your lunch, and you can join us at the webinar at www.money-dna.com/recode, R-E-C-O-D-E, as in recode your money DNA. And, if you just want to come in and check out the website, we've got some other free tools there that you can jump on board with, and that's at successconnections.com. And, of course, you can always Google me, and I'm about 7 million places on the web. I'm on Twitter and Facebook is Mel Coach. So I can't wait to connect with you, and I'd love to hear, like, what's one thing that you were able to take out of today's show, and like, it was really pivotal for you, or it kind of gave you that aha moment. I love hearing those things. So we'd love to have you come by and say hi and let us know something that you got out of today.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for being – I love chatting with you. So thank you so much for being with me here today. I know you've got a whopping schedule. And I really, really appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really love what you're doing for people. I love, love, love being able to, support your work and have my clients get their big breakthroughs by having someone that can help them. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, this is Denise Griffiths and Melanie Benson-Strick wishing you a wonderful weekend. And I will see you next week, and I hope to see all of y'all on the webinar. Melanie, go kill it.
All right. And we'll see you all there. All right. Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye.